Thanks for switching on the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast. Switch your home loan to MeBank and you could save with their lowest ever variable home loan rate. Check it out at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.
A little more of the best bits with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia, this is Carrie and Tommy, the best bits. Buzz filling in for the guys. They are back on Monday. We're reliving some of our favourite moments of the year so far. And Tommy, he's been trying to put himself out there and meet the love of his life, a lovely girl. However, the dating apps don't believe it's really him. They keep banning him. But finally, one of them decided to reinstate his profile.
Because I've had a bit of a breakthrough.
In what aspect of your life?
I'm back.
In the dating world?
You know how I've been blocked from every dating app, right?
Yes.
Because people keep reporting that I'm a fake profile and so then they just shut me out.
Because they can't believe that Tommy Little would be on Tinder.
Would be so desperate. And then I have to end up sending people messages going, I am this desperate and it's me. And they block me out. Anyway, producer Annabelle.
Yes.
You have been in touch with one of the dating apps because we wanted to talk to them because they won't verify that I'm me.
Yeah, I have.
So that one is called Hinge, is that correct?
Yep. What's special about Hinge for the people that don't know?
Absolutely.
Just for me, what's
special
about Hinge?
It's a dating app for people who don't want to be on dating apps, Carrie.
So it's just a dating app.
It's just another one.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, so Hinge have actually reinstated my profile.
Oh, great.
But rather than just reinstating it, I didn't realise, they've given me a brand new one. And I can't change the details in the profile.
So they've set it up for you. This is amazing.
So what it has of me is three photos.
Yep.
No name. Blank. The name bit is blank.
So you can put that in?
No. I can't. And the age, which I can't change, is 25. And the height.
Are they taking the piss? Hold on. Are they doing this as a joke or they genuinely think you're 25?
I couldn't even get in touch with them. And then height, you'll love this. 5'5". and then despite what it changed, like I set my age preference for women, I set 25 to 40.
Oh, that's why they've said that you're 25, right.
Right, but 25 to 40.
Yep.
Despite that, they keep throwing just 19-year-old people. I mean, yeah, despite me going, no.
I mean, you're not saying no, though, are you?
I absolutely am.
Are you?
Yeah, that's what I've just told you, mate. Why would I lie? And then so this woman sends a message and she goes, 25? ? In the age thing. How is this for how savage dating apps can be, right? I absolutely forgot. So she goes, 25, and then I wrote back, I'm 34, full stop. Somehow everything in my profile reset and I don't know how to change it. So if you're looking for someone that's useless with technology, then I'm your (34-year-old) man. She wrote back, that reply is very 34, so I believe you.
Yeah, 25-year-old's not using brackets for anything.
No, she's also now removed the match, so that's good.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.
Every day we get to learn something new on the Carrie and Tommy show. This afternoon we learnt about fatbergs and Carrie had this news story on them.
Adelaide has a problem with fatbergs. It's like an iceberg almost, but it's just congealed wet wipes, tampons, pads, things that shouldn't be flushed down a toilet that are flushed down the toilet. They clog the drains
and they
cause fatbergs, right? Disgusting. So a big issue for water authorities in South Australia.
So have I got to stop flushing my tampons?
There's a little box to the side and that's what you should be using.
You can't do anything for fun these days.
No, you can't. And you know what, though, what you can do for fun is you can create a little jingle.
Yeah.
It
goes in the loo, paper be your poo, your loo will thank you and our sue is too. If it ain't the three P's, pop it in the bin, please, and remember, just paper be your poo.
Paper be your poo.
I mean, so catchy. And it gave me a thought. They've turned something that's pretty gross into something that's pretty fun. And I thought there'd be people out there that are trying to get a message through to someone, right? A message that might be disgusting or might be confronting.
Yeah.
And you need a little jingle to make it more palatable, yeah?
Great.
Yep. We can provide that jingle.
Remember when you had a problem when your partner would not stop trimming his pubes with the scissors, which was also the kitchen scissors in the shower? Could we perhaps make a jingle for him?
Sure, go for
stop
your life.
Stop snipping with the scissors, there for food, people peel poo.
Oh, Emily's called. Emily, are you calling? Have you got a message that you need turned into a jingle?
I do. I have a prep class who love to wipe snot everywhere.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
But
don't wipe snot. Shove it up your bot. That's not bad.
Anyway, we've got an amazing team here, Emily, that are very, very good at making little jingles. Much better than Tommy. We're going to come up with you for you the best jingle that you can play to your class and get them to stop wiping snot everywhere. How does that
sound? Perfect.
Great.
That would be amazing.
All right, so 24 hours passed and the jingles for Emily and Walks were ready to go.
So I've been tinkering away overnight.
Have you?
I can't even continue with that lie. I've had nothing to do with this. Marshy has done some tinkering for you, Emily, and he has a little jingle for you to play at school. You ready to hear it?
I am so ready for this.
All right, take it away, Buzz.
Your nose is full of green boogers and the snot's about to blow. Don't use your sleeve, don't use the wall, don't roll it in a ball.
Oh.
And please don't dig your booger out and wipe it on Miss Emily. Don't use a door, don't use the floor, that's what tissues are for. But what to do if there's no tissues and Mum forgot your old hanky? Well, get that snot and eat the lot. It can be your morning tea.
There's a message to live by, kids.
It's not bad. It's very good.
That was amazing.
I was not expecting it to be as long as it was. It's really rivaling Stairway to Heaven, the live version there. It's a lot for young kids to take in and remember all the words, but it is very good and it's very catchy. Do you think it'll work?
I will definitely have to show my preps and film their reactions.
If you're going to show them the whole thing, you might need to clear out half the day for it, but that is still good.
Now, Tommy, I also have a problem in my household. I've got lots of problems. And Marshy has told me that he's come up with a jingle to solve one of Chris's issues. I'm not sure which issue he's solving with the jingle.
Let's all find out this together in real time.
Experience
Buzz,
it
if you wouldn't mind.
Here we go.
Hey, Chris. When you're desperate for a trim, you know when you're manscaping. Dude, that's a solo show. Yeah, Carrie don't need to know. There's a time and a place for it, and the shower sure ain't it. But the bigger issue, Chris, is your choice of implement. Clippers or a razor or vent cream, bro, or hell, you could even let it grow. But giant sewing scissors are a big no-no.
That's not the right utensil.
When you're trimming the bush or taming your giant fro, remember, Carrie's kitchen scissors are a big no-no.
Well done.
Wow. That's very good.
That is some boot scooting fun if I've ever heard it. Walks,
we
will
can
that,
sing
is that
in
effective?
The shower tonight, babe, when you do it trimming your pubes. We can sing along together.
Why does Marshy think the shower's not the place to do it? Where do you do it?
That's a great question. Marshy's actually here with us.
Marshy, we'd appreciate, instead of answering just with words, if you can answer in a 7-minute jingle, please.
Hang on, I've got to get the whole orchestra to come in.
It is an interesting question, though. Marshy, where do you think Walks should trim his pubes?
Oh, the shower is fine, just not the double shower with Carrie.
Yeah, right, that's a good point.
There was a whole fourth verse clarifying that, but I didn't want to get into it.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
Right around the country, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, the best bits of 2019. Now, Carrie, she's very open about her home life. This story, though, involves a strange object in her bed and between her legs.
I don't actually know how to start this break.
Do you want me to get into it?
I mean, you can if you want.
Where'd you find the Lego boat?
In between my thighs.
Yeah, okay.
I found the Lego boat in between my thighs the other morning when I woke up.
Yeah, you know, talk to me about the size of the Lego boat, where they put a Lego man on it.
Probably about 15 centimetres long.
Okay.
Yep, it had a Lego man. Oh, no, the Lego man was in it. I don't know where he's gone.
Some semen.
Lego semen.
Lego semen.
And, don't know where the man was and don't know where the...
There's a man lost.
Yeah,
Gosh.
Actually, that's more serious than
I think. So you retrieved the boat.
I went to bed the other night.
Yes.
Fell asleep, woke up in the middle of the night to Addie needing a bottle, went up to get a bottle, came back, and Chris had rolled over so many times he'd taken the doona with him, and so I was freezing on my side. So I fluffed up the doona.
This Lego boat will keep me warm.
No, I fluffed up the doona and then rolled over, snuggled down inside, and I felt something hard at that point, but I was so tired.
You said it's not your birthday.
I was so tired, I just went straight to sleep with the hard thing pressing to my neck. And then when I woke up in the morning, I had not moved for 5 hours.
This is real insight into a long-term relationship. Oh, God, that can just stay there.
This is what happens once you have kids. You wake up in the morning.
That can stay there.
And I had slept for 5 hours with a 15-centimetre Lego bow between my legs.
It was still hard in the morning.
It was still hard. I had the imprint, including all the little dots from the Lego up my leg.
Yeah.
I was going to take a photo, but it's quite high up, and I decided it wasn't appropriate. And I just thought at that point, how is that? Like Lego, when you step on it, you know how it feels.
The pain.
Yeah. I was that tired that sleeping with that press between my legs was fine.
It was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah. Did you think you put more pieces together in your sleep? Like, was it bigger when you woke up?
No, that's what I mean. I lost the man. I don't know where the man is.
Oh, the man's had a hell of a trip, hasn't he? You know, when they come back and they go, we didn't all make it.
We
Captain,
lost one at
Captain,
sea.
We're so sorry. We didn't know how to make it.
But I was telling the story to the guys in the office here in our meeting the other day, and so many people have woken up with random stuff in their bed. It's just not me that wakes up with Lego.
Oh, this is where we hear about Barry from accounts again, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
Okay.
Marshy, our audio producer, you woke up to something random in your bed, Marshy. Is that right?
It wasn't me. It was my sister-in-law.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they say. Okay. Yep.
Who has, I have beautiful twin nephews. Who are three and were going through toilet training, and she woke up one morning and heard one of the twins yell out from the other room, I need to go to the toilet. Okay, you go. You're a big boy now. You can do it by yourself. And he was clearly so proud of it that when she woke up and rolled over after a bit of a sleep there was a full potty balancing on the pillow beside her. And it was like literally 1 centimetre away from dumping on her head.
I thought it was just going to be the log laying on her pillow. So the potty's a step up.
It is a step up. Thank you for wrapping the present. I tell you what, that's a delicate get out of bed. Like, that's almost Mission Impossible music starts to play as the potty balances.
Yes,
there.
On the pillow. Oh. Nothing stays on a pillow. And Belle, is this a story of yours?
Oh, is that a classic saying? Nothing stays on a pillow. You said it like it was just.
No, because pillows aren't hard. They're
nothing
squishy.
Stays on a pillow. Anyway.
I'm going to release, like, the Honey Badger, a book of sayings.
Nothing stays on a pillow. Like a rat up the drain pipe, and nothing stays on a pillow.
Like a Lego boat between your legs, nothing stays on a pillow. Belle, give us your story.
Yeah, so I was away on a holiday recently with my family, and I was sharing a double bed with my sister, and she's really messy. And so she obviously hadn't put her dirty laundry down in the laundry, and I woke up to one of her G-strings in my face.
Why was it in your face?
Because it was just like a dirty pile of laundry somehow on the pillow.
Whoa. Do you know the number of times I
you've woken up with a G-string in your face? Add that to the list. Nothing stays on a pillow. The number of times I've had a G-string in my face.
It just reminded me the number of times I go places and then discover during the day a G-string down the leg of my jeans because I put my jeans back on and never took my pants out the night before. It's like a little like, oh, it's Christmas, but what do I do with that now?
Sorry, Christmas, but instead of Santa Claus, it's a pervert who gives me dirty G-strings every year.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.
Let me paint the picture for you right now, okay? We're in London on our That's a Spicy Meatball tour, and it was time to find Tommy a date. We weren't shy in letting the ladies of London know he was available, though. Oh, and the best bit, though, Tommy had no idea what we were doing.
There's around there, there's a cafe that's got the most amazing, like, pastries.
Oh, yeah, croissants.
Everything.
Oh.
Good coffee. I reckon it's almost Australian.
Oh, here's Buzz. Oh, off. I thought we were just going for a nice breakfast.
Sorry, I'm late, legends.
What does it say, mate? Describe what you just see.
Buzzy's just pulled up. I was just about to give a guy shit for having a funny-looking bike, and it was Buzz.
And he's pulled up with a billboard of me, and the billboard says, hey, ladies, I'm single, Aussie, and would love to date you.
What is the image?
It's me shirtless with the Southern Cross draped over it. So whose phone number is that?
That is a phone we have set up specifically to take all the calls from people who want to go on dates with you because you've been saying you want some company in London. We thought, what better way to find your company?
I've been saying I want company.
You have.
I've been with you guys the whole time.
No, you text us at 10 o'clock at night and go, anyone, nightcap, anyone, and we're all asleep. So this way you can go on a nightcap with someone.
I thought you were an actual friend helping a friend.
No,
out.
Mate. No, wrong show, mate. So anyway, tomorrow we're going to find out who's been calling, what type of lady's been calling.
Well, we know what type.
don't stereotype.
Mate, what lady calls a billboard that says, hey, ladies? I'll tell you what it does. A 70-year-old man posing as a lady.
Will you agree here and now to go on a date with one of the people that's called?
Absolutely. And even if it does turn out to be a man, I'm committed to the show. I will have sex with him.
Amazing. On your bike, again. Did you forget you said that bit?
No, but I certainly thought it'd get edited out. or beeped or something.
Sondra, our producer's eyes did just go up there. I think she may have missed that bit. I'm going to say now you don't have to do that bit.
Oh.
I mean, see you the night.
What's the point in the date then?
Anyway, it's time to play you now.
Do you know what you're doing?
And text from the people that saw your billboard.
Okay.
Should we play the first
one? Hey, it's Amanda. I saw your ad and I was wondering if you could give me a call back. I'd love to go on a date. Thanks.
She's American.
Yes.
She sounded very cute.
Yeah, cute. Mm. All right. So should we play then? Oh, no. There's no more to play.
Did we get one?
That was the only person that called in.
Yeah.
You only got one call. Oh, my God. So, 2 days on the road only.
A city of 8 million people.
I mean, fortunately, the one call you got was from a divine person called Amanda, who producer Sonda's been chatting with, and she's a bloody ripper.
Is she?
She is the only one, though. I can't help, mate, that they saw your face and went,
it's not good, is it? And it is a big city. Buzz is right. Buzzy, I think you need to go out on the bike some more.
We spent 2 days out there.
It's like, not enough.
In all the touristy
Maybe
places.
Maybe you need to go drive around on the bike.
Yes. No, that looks desperate. This looks like it's a friend.
The billboard is very desperate.
Yeah, the billboard is desperate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
So what's the plan?
I reckon Buzzy gets back out there.
No, Buzzy's not going back out
there, mate. Pedals around a bit more.
Nah.
Build up a kind of bank.
Are you going to go on the day?
If Buzzy goes back out there for another couple of days,
Buzzy's not spending more time off his holiday, I mean work trip, going around on his bike.
You're all caught up with Carrie and Tommy, so now's the time to think about breaking free from your home loan and planning your great escape to MeBank. See how much you could save with their lowest ever variable rate at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.